This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
It's still with shock and amazement that last Saturday in Victoria, the duck hunting season began. And this morning, we welcome into the studio Dr. Liz Walker, the CEO of the RSPCA Victoria, to discuss this barbaric practice. Thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Tom.
Look, Liz, let's not get into the whole ridiculous debate how you can call duck hunting sport. You know, taking a gun out and shooting a little duck is definitely not sport. But look, let's look at the environmental reasons how duck hunting is not sustainable at the moment. Our state government has even shortened the season to address these environmental issues. But is this enough?
No, we don't think it's anywhere near enough. And when you look at the data that we have available, so every year for the last 35 years, there's an aerial survey of duck populations, native bird populations, right across the eastern seaboard. And those numbers show that not only is habitat really, really in decline, that was from like October last year, so it's only got worse, but the numbers are, the abundance is really, really low. It's the ninth lowest in 35 years. None of the game species are actually breeding. I think there's about nine game species.
Whoa.
And There's simply insufficient dunks. The species are really, it's really at critical levels. And even when you think about all the stuff that's happened around the Darling this year with all the fish kills and what have you, it just tells you that the environment is under enormous pressure. And when you, the ducks that we do have are concentrated. So, you know, that makes it, makes them really, real targets for shooters when they go out and go hunting.
Yeah. I mean, we have in the state, I mean, across the country, we've had fires, so we've lost habitat, we've had no rain, or then we've had terrible floods up the top. So the birds are just not breeding at all.
No, no, they're not. They're not breeding at all, and they will respond to rainfall. They just need to be given a break. You know, whether you know, our policy at RSPCA is that we don't support hunting for you know, for sport and enjoyment in any way, shape or form, because it causes really inevitable suffering that you can't prevent. So when it comes to duck hunting, we're especially convinced about that, because the data shows that you have from around the world that around 25% of birds that are shot, because it's shot, it's not like it's shot, not bullets, are not killed instantly, they're injured. And so they will have, they might drown, they might just lie there in agony for a while, they're more susceptible to predation and what have you.
Yeah.
And they just die. And we're talking, on average, around about 400,000 birds a year are killed during the duck shooting season. So that means, you know, probably, I don't know, 100,000 birds are just going to be out there suffering, and we can't do much about that.
Well, that's crazy for that, such a large amount. Is there that many hunters out there, or are they not following their bag limits?
Well, I think so when it comes to that, I mean, there are bag limits, and those numbers are self-reporting through the Game Management Association. So, you know, you'd imagine that, you know, I think probably most hunters would do the right thing in terms of bag limits. I don't think there's any reason to suspect that they wouldn't. There's around about 26,000 registered hunters in Victoria. I think around about 13,000, I think, went out last year. This is all based on the Game Management Authority reports. We do know that from last weekend that the feeling is that it was a very, 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 very low numbers went out, and probably because there really aren't many ducks, and the season has been restricted by the government. So instead of 12 weeks, it's 9 weeks. Bag limit instead of 10 is 4 on open weekend. It's now back to 5, and the opening time was changed from dawn to 9 a.m. And you know, they were done to, I think, make it a little bit harder and make it easier to do compliance around. But even so, it's just completely insufficient.
Yeah. Werribee Sewage Ponds in Western Melbourne just had become home to tufted duck native to northern Eurasia. But because it has never been seen in Australia before, is it true that it doesn't have any protective status at the moment?
I'm not sure about that. You probably have to check, but I would actually say that it's actually not a game species. So I think it would probably be okay. But what you raise is, how on earth do you know what you're shooting? So there are species identification tests that hunters have to do, but they only have to do it once. If you've been hunting for 20 years, you might have only done it 20 years ago. And if you're a child, and I think you can get a hunting license from 12 years of age, you don't have to do it either. And if you're just visiting, you don't have to do it either. Yeah. And we know from the data that if there is hunting, if you do species identification, and then if you do shotgun education, you can reduce the injury rate from about 25% to 5%. And we're looking at the Game Management Authority saying, and they have committed to doing this. Actually implementing that is something that is really important, but probably more important a longer term is actually just banning duck hunting.
Yeah,
banning. Yes.
Well, Liz, what can we do to help?
Well, I think it's something that that as a community we probably do need to really think about. And if you feel we talk to government a lot. Our advocacy is with government and with Game Management Authority, and we talk about the numbers and we talk about the suffering. I think people can talk to their own members of parliament if they're interested, or there are other organisations who actually work really, really hard, like the Coalition Against Duck Shooting, Animals Australia, who are really involved in being out there in the field.
Well, they're usually on the ground.
They're on the ground,
checking out what's been happening.
Laurie Levy has been working on this for over 30 years, and he's extraordinary. And during his time, he's seen a major reduction in the number of hunters out there. And really, I think, there are people who this is really important to some people's tradition, and we understand that. I think, as a community, I think what we need to say is that the time is nigh where we actually need to move on and help those people transition into something else.
Yeah.
And actually just
we all know that tradition is very important.
Of course.
I mean, and that's how a society moves forward and how we keep going. But just because something's been done by your grandparents, it doesn't mean it was right. Now, our grandparents were probably out shooting ducks to actually feed their family. That's where it was.
Was
a difference.
And now we know that the suffering is really unacceptable to the community. And we know that that from an environmental perspective and from a habitat's perspective, sustainability of this species is critical. And we also know how important our environment is to us.
So important. Look, Dr. Liz Walker, thank you so much for coming in this morning and sharing your wisdom.
So remember, everyone, we've got to get out there, talk to our pollies. We're moving into a federal election. Not that that will help, but it all helps.
Well, other states have achieved a ban, so I hope we can too.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.